We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures.
In the name of Allah, Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to the program, The Teacher. Please stay with us.
What will we say in front of it?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum again to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Well, welcome to another episode of the program, The Teacher. An introduction into the most important Islamic teachings and concepts. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Rouhani Sheikh Fadaya over here from the Islamic House of Qom to elaborate on today's teaching. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Fadaya. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
And Sheikh Rouhani, assalamu alaikum to you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
For today's discussion, I want to talk about the concept of tazkiyah, self-improvement, and tawbah, or repentance. So many people say that we committed such and such sins, whether major or minor. Are there any way back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and purity or not? This is a major question for so many people. And if you want to do repent our sin or regret from our past sins, how should I start purification or self-improvement? Sheikh Fadai, let's start with you, brother. Are there any steps enumerated in the religion of Islam for tazkiyah and tawbah or not?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. About repentance, in our Islamic teachings, we have that there are three steps. First of all, about the past, the one should be regretful.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we just say some words, for example, Astaghfirullah Rabbi wa atubu ilayh, but we are not regretful about what we've done in the past. So this is not tawbah. About the past, the one should be regretful. About the present time, the duty is to say that.
Uh-huh.
Say by your tongue in front of God, try to acknowledge and admit by saying the words like Astaghfirullah, even in Persian, even in English, mm-hmm. in every languages, by your mother tongue language,
all right.
You can admit in front of God, acknowledge before God okay. that I was wrong. Sorry. In your language, you can say, God, I'm sorry.
Khudai bebakhsh. I just say in Farsi, yes.
Yes, but my apology.
Yeah, my apology.
Yes,
okay, that's right.
I'm
oh, Allah,
sorry,
excuse me.
I was wrong. So
forgive me, that's right.
So this is about the present time, acknowledging uh-huh. by yes. Language. And about the future time, there should be a decision, determination, uh-huh. not oh, to repeat
good.
That.
Uh-huh.
So three times, three yes. duties. About the past, to be regretful. About the present, to admit and acknowledge by every language. And about the future, a determination not to repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
If we can combine these three steps, this can be a real repentance and tawbah. But if the one does just one or two steps, mm-hmm. for example, I'm regretful about the past
all
and
right.
I say Astaghfirullah, but I don't have any decision not to repeat that.
Okay.
Even now, if you ask me whether you do that again or not, I may say yes.
Yes.
If I have the next situation, I will do the
5
next.
5 minutes later.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
So this is
okay.
not tawbah.
I forget my forgiveness.
No, it is fooling ourselves huh. to do tawbah.
The mocking of the concept
yeah,
of it's repentance.
It's
that's
mocking
right.
that.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But with combination of these three steps, it's
yes,
the real tawbah.
That's
and
right.
it's not hard.
Yes.
It's easy to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I think about the past. I think about the future.
All right.
And I admit and accept that I was wrong. God will. And let me tell you, maybe I do real tawbah mm-hmm. by the three steps. But again, I repeat that.
Yeah.
Does it mean that the tawbah, the past tawbah, was not real? Yes, uh-huh. it was real.
Okay.
You know, we may repeat a sin thousands of times, but if the tawbah is real, again God will forgive you. Mm-hmm. But if the tawbah is not real, God will not forgive that.
Okay, that's it. So how to strengthen my tawbah is a major question. In fact, I do tawbah, I regret my past sins. I ask for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his occasions on different occasions. For example, during the month of Ramadan or Muharram or at different religious occasions. I go pay ziyara, okay? I go and I didn't know Hajj pilgrimage. When I get back for some short times, temporarily, I am, okay, spiritually speaking, high. But after a while, I forget all of them and get back to my old track of life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. First of all, we should know that we human beings, we are naturally forgetful.
Okay.
Because the term insan or the word insan comes from the root nasiya.
Mm-hmm.
Nasiya means to forget.
Yeah, for being nisyan, forgetful, that's right.
Nisyan or yes. Nasi means forgetfulness or to forget something. So that's why insan is named as insan because he is a forgetful creature.
Mm-hmm.
So when you are naturally forgetful creature, of course, you will commit mistakes, commit errors and sins in your life. It is something that naturally happens. There is no way to escape it. But the point is that since we are forgetful kind of creatures, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us his prophets to remind us always of the commitments that we have to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rules and rulings.
Okay.
Because we are forgetful, and the prophets came after one another to what? To remind us of the right path, that we should not be forgetful, that we should not commit sins. This is the main reason of the prophethood that we believe in Islam.
Yes.
So that's why if we want to be very much, what we can say, preserved against the sins.
Yes.
And to strengthen, as you say, for example, or fortify the repentance and tawbah, we must try our best to be as much as possible in contact with the Prophet, with the teachings of the Prophet,
yes,
with the book of the Prophet, which is Quran.
That's right.
The seerah of the Prophet, with the sunnah of the Prophet, with the sayings of them. With the Ahlul Bayt, alayhim
assalam. Is it true that having a volume of the Quran in your pocket and reminding yourself?
No. When we talk, yeah,
Because
also
so many people do do that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, for example, there are people who memorizes the Quran.
Uh-huh.
You know, whenever they want to commit sin, the ayah comes and reminds him. Yeah, that's really useful. If you have a Quran, whenever you want to commit sin, you just open the Quran and look at the ayat of the Quran. It will protect you.
All right.
So that is why, of course, you have to know the meaning of the ayat, and of course, that's it.
So self-calculation, self-accounting at the end of the night, taking care of your issues during the day, these are all recommended actions for a tawbah.
To improve yourself in this tawbah and, let's say, repentance, try to be very much in contact with the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salatu was-salam, with the Holy Quran, with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Remind yourself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Always tell yourself that you are in the presence of your Lord.
Uh-huh.
You are in the presence of Imam al-Asr wa hunafida. So these kind of attractions or attentions to the Ahlul Bayt, to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Holy Quran, will save you.
That's right.
Will protect you against sins.
Okay, very good. That's it.
IRIB English Radio. Please follow our radio programs and podcasts on iranradio.ir.
Satanic temptations are always at work, Sheikh Fadai, in order to break your tawbah. You do tawbah? Especially in the modern world, through your cell phone or social media, satanic temptations come to play in order you to break your tawbah. And you break your tawbah, you lose your hope. Sometimes shaitan comes here with the hopelessness that, okay, you cannot be a good person, so let's leave it. And you do so. you forget the concept of tawbah and said, I am not a good person to do tawbah and repentance. So I do not repent in a good way. So let's forget it all. Is it good, I mean, to do so, to forget repentance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala?
No, we have a story in our riwayah about tawbah that God told his prophet that I want to gift you a wide door, gateway named tawbah for your ummah.
Very good.
For the generation, for Islamic generation. And at that time, the Satans and his army were so frustrated that by this gift that God told him that I will forgive every sins if they do repentance.
Mm-hmm.
So, sorry, what the hell can we do after that? If God wants to forgive every kind of sins by tawbah, so we, Satans, we cannot do anything.
We cannot deceive human anymore.
Yes.
That's right. What should we do?
There was a session among the Satans what to do in order to have a plan. One of them named Khannas. We have it in Surah Nas, Mishal al-Waswas al-Khannas. Is the name of one of the Satans.
Shayateen. That's right.
He said that, I have a plan. The plan is that we try to deceive them to postpone the tawbah.
Uh-huh.
We tell the sinner, so yes, you committed a sin and you want to make tawbah, do real tawbah, but you have time.
Yes.
You can do that tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Mm. Now enjoy yourself.
Yes.
And you're you.
Postpone your tawbah for tomorrow, that's right.
You're postponing and postponing, so on and so forth.
Yes.
Gradually, you get used to doing the sins and you forget God.
All right.
And suddenly, you see Israel in front of you, and you realize that the time is up.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the most important problem is that postponing the tawbah.
That's right.
So what is the solution? You know, just doing the sin and repeating the repentance, it cannot be a good solution. Every day I do the sins and every day I do tawbah. And after that, I will get stuck in the plan of postponing. We call it in a riwayah, tasvif, postponing the tawbah. You know, the solution is to improve our knowledge and exercise. What does it mean? I should improve my knowledge about what? First of all, about myself. What is the position of a human being in the creature? Were I created just in order to have fun by sins? Or I was created in order to get close to God? What is my position? To improve my knowledge about God.
Mm-hmm.
What is my God? What is the position of my God?
That's right.
To improve my knowledge about my path. What is the real path to my correct destination? These are three steps of improving the knowledge.
Okay.
This is the first solution. The second one is exercising.
Uh-huh.
Exercising from low levels. How? We should try to object our soul, our nafs. Object it. For example, I start to eat. Try not to eat a lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, eating a lot is not a sin.
Okay.
But try to object your nafs. Not to give him everyone that it wants.
Mm-hmm.
If you exercise from low levels, from halal levels, you can object your nafs in haram levels.
Mm-hmm.
So this is improving knowledge and exercising from low level.
Yes.
This is the best combination for a solution, as a solution.
Okay. And the society has its own role, Sheikh Rouhani. In order to help you to improve ethically speaking. Do you believe that the societies must establish some committees, organizations, or I don't know, institutions in order to help the people promote themselves spiritually speaking? Are there any specific schools or seminaries for doing so?
You know that among Muslims, we have kind of systems within which you can improve yourself. For example, we have kind of masters of akhlaq, or the teachers of akhlaq.
Ustaz, that's right.
Ustaz, masters. that they can help you to improve yourself morally and ethically. Mm-hmm. And of course, you have to attend the sessions, the classes, or the courses that they have. Sometimes we have kind of practical sort of instructions for improvement of our akhlaq by these professors or tutors or masters.
Yes.
Then we have to observe them. Of course, for example, in Islamic seminaries, we have a special kind of courses, classes, let's say masters of ethical kind of teachings, so they can help us to improve ourselves.
Yes.
But for the ordinary people, again, the people mm-hmm. can find some good asatid or let's say masters of moral and
or the
and
mosque
ethical.
And the masajid can
yeah,
be a
masajid.
Good, yeah. The because, sessions, that's right, gatherings.
Yeah, and traditional kind of bazaars and markets, uh-huh. there are always masajids are there.
Yes.
Good people are there. Mm-hmm. They can be in contact with them to improve themselves. Yes.
Okay, that's right. Thank you. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani and Sheikh Fadai. The important point that Sheikh Fadai made about not postponing your tawbah, because life is short. It is as if you do not have any more chances or moments to live. So do tawbah and try to strengthen your tawbah by the reminders that you have in your life. Thank you very much. It was very kind of you. I really enjoyed talking to you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much to the listeners for listening to this episode of the program, The Teacher. Please, for more information, do not forget to visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. معلم